Welcome to this edition of the Sunday 15 of the His Show podcast. Wherever you are today, whatever kind of ball you're playing, this is just an opportunity to get in God's Word, start your Sunday off right, and just get a little bit into what God has to say for you today. Lincoln Lawing here, sitting beside my main man, Austin Robinson, and we've got our guest from a little while back, Mark Reynolds, joining us today as well. Mark decided he was going to come hang out with us after recording one time, so that works out for us, Mark, as long as you're good with it. Back in 2008, my wife and I hung out one time, and we've been hanging out ever since, so that's how it works out. Austin, how you doing today, brother?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Mark, how are you?
Good to be back. Enjoy it.
Good stuff. Well, today I'm going to talk about something fairly simple, and then I want to kick it over to my guests to see what they have to say, and it's about making errors. Okay, an error in baseball is when you misplay the ball and somebody gets to advance. Most everybody, if you're listening to this, you know that. And I don't have much experience with errors because I never made any. That's a joke because I made plenty of them. But today we want to start off talking about the worst error we ever made. So for me, I was in youth league ball, and at the end of pregame infield, outfield every time, they would hit a ball up in the air like an infield pop. Coach would sky one. You know what I mean? Austin, your coach ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Mark, you ever do that?
Yes, sir.
I could never hit catcher pops, though, when I coached. I've never been able to hit a catcher pop.
I can barely hit a fungo as it stands right now.
I know. I could hit catcher pops when I was playing, but now that I coach, I can't hit a catcher pop. So, and you know, so coach skies one to the infield. I'm playing shortstop back when I had a good enough glove to play short. And as you know, when a ball goes up high – in the infield, it kind of drifts back toward the plate. It kind of drifts a little bit. So I call it, take control, mine, get up under it, ball. Right before it comes down, I lose it in the sun. Next thing I know, there's blood pouring out of my nose. So ball hits me right square on the nose, blood everywhere, terrible error, but it happened in pregame. But I'm telling you, from the rest of my playing days, dude, I never wanted to get under a ball on infield pop. So coach would sky one wherever I was at. I'd drift out of the way. I'm like, no, want nothing to do with it. So what about you, Austin? You ever make an error, man?
Yeah, I made plenty. The one that stands out to me the most, though, was in middle school. I was playing right field, and we were in like third inning, and there was no outs, and there was a ball hit down, a pop fly hit down the right field line. It was one of those balls that was very close to being foul, very close to being fair. And I just ran and got under it and popped it out of my glove, and it fell, and the guy ended up on second base, and my coach pulled me in the middle of the inning.
So it hit leather, popped out.
Yeah.
Then you got pulled? What did he come out there and say? Because you can't catch a pop-up?
My coach was Corky Franks, who's one of my donors, one of the craziest guys I know, but and he'll tell you the same thing. But yeah, he just looked at me, pointed at me, told me to get out of the game, put another guy in the middle of the inning, and it was pretty embarrassing.
Well, at least hit your glove, not your face.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. That's the one that stands out to me. Not that I made the error, that I got pulled out.
But it stands out to you.
Yeah.
I got you. What about you, Reynolds? Did you ever make an error, brother?
Dude, I got plenty of them, and I made them in front of, you know, thousands of people. It's a bit – you know, you're at the big league level and you're expected to make every single play.
That's true.
Especially playing with, like, you know, Nolan and all these guys that just make it look easy. And I'm like, I'm grinded to field a grounder, you know. But it was my rookie year. We were in the playoffs against the Cubs, game one of the NLDS. And a lefty, or it might have been the NLCS game one. I think Todd Helton was hitting. I'm playing third base. So I'm over there kind of not really paying attention because he never hits the ball at third base. This was before shifts and all that stuff. So,
all right.
So I'm sitting there, packed house, Chase Field, game one, just so much energy. Everybody's pumped up, like third hitter of the game, I think he was. And it's like just a bullet, and it went straight between my legs. He ends up on second base. I think we go down 1-0. The run ended up scoring, and we never really recovered. We got swept in four games. And I always look back like, man, if I just made that play, we could have been in the World Series.
So it's your fault, right? I mean, the guy gets on, and then – or you think it's your fault.
It just sucked the wind out of the whole stadium, you know? Just it was what I learned from it. You know, I didn't quit, kept playing.
There you go. You can't, your coach didn't pull you, did you?
No, that would have been real embarrassing then.
Yeah. So three significant things. One in the MLB playoffs, one coach got pulled, other guy got hit in the face. So you're among good company if you've ever made an error before. But what I want to touch on today is just a verse that accompanies this that I think that's very important that goes along with it, and it's Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So I think it's very important for us to realize that if you play the game long enough, you're going to make an error. It is what it is. And the game doesn't stop when you make an error. And if you live life long enough, you're going to fall short and mess up. You're going to sin. Sin means missing the mark. And God set a standard for holiness and perfection. And as his word says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So we're all falling short. We're all sinners. All baseball players make errors. All humans sin. It's unavoidable. No one is perfect. But it just reminds me of a saying I've heard. It's unavoidable because there are two things you should never underestimate: the power of God and the frailty of humans. So a little bit digging into the lesson, and then we'll kind of open it back up. I say an error on the ball field should cause you just to reflect on what caused it, put it behind you, get back to the fundamentals that got you where you are. Unless you're Austin and you get pulled out of the game, or unless you're Lincoln and you got to go clean the blood up. But like if you're Reynolds, you got to get back out there. Everybody saw it. That's what's crazy about ball, right? Everybody sees the error. I also think baseball is one of the most individual team sports there are, right? Because every pitch, somebody's winning, somebody's losing, everybody is seeing it. And I think that's what makes it crazy. But the key is in life, when you make an error, you should do the same. Don't dwell on it. Sit in your shame. You got to quickly reflect on what caused it. Put it behind you. Do what you need to do to make it right. I know this might shock some people, but I'm a little bit emotionally volatile, and I'm a hothead at times. You know, I let my emotions get the best of me. But I've learned, just like in baseball, don't let a bad at-bat turn into a bad game, a bad week, a bad month. When I mess up in life, or I get mad at my kids, or get mad at my wife, or get mad in traffic, because everybody's a good Jesus follower till you're sitting in traffic, then you come to the conclusion like, hey, I don't want to sit in this shame and let the enemy get to me. I need to get right back out there and make it happen, because you're going to make errors. And it's not that I'm condoning, you know, sin, just like no coach is going to say, hey, go out there and make an error, but everybody knows it's going to happen. So the key is the enemy wants you to sit in your shame and never move forward, but God wants you to keep moving, because it's God's spirit that got us here. So it's about not trying to do it ourselves. We can rely on God. So I'm going to kick it over to you guys. Austin, start with you, kind of like messing up, making errors. You got any insight on getting back out there, what that's like or how that goes?
Yeah, I think it's baseball is a perfect example of the verse you just read. Like you said, we're all going to make errors. We're all going to sin. But the hardest battle there is dwelling on it after the fact. And it's so hard in life to when you make an error in baseball, to allow that to not affect you on the next play. And it takes a special person, a person who's mature in their faith, mature in the game of baseball, whatever it is, to be able to put that past them and move on to the next step. And, you know, one thing too, that after you read verse 23, if you go down to verse 24, it says, yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. And I think the key part of that verse, and kind of the key part of what we're talking about, is grace and understanding that we're going to fall short, we're going to sin, we're going to make errors, but it's because of God's grace that we have that ability to be forgiven. And he also says freely makes us right in his sight. That grace is free, all right? It's there for us. We have to accept it. We have to understand it. And we have to repent of our sins and acknowledge those to Christ. But the grace and the word freely are two key words in that verse. And it just allows us to know that, hey, it's okay. We screwed up. It's okay. We've got to move on. We've got to understand that God offered that grace to us for free.
No, that's a good word, man. Like Romans 8:1, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And Romans 5:8, that says God displayed his love for us that while we were yet sinners, He died for us. So it's like he knew what we were capable of, what we've done and what we're going to do, and still displayed his love, not based on what we've done, but based on his favor. So Mark, in life or playing, how you getting back out there? How's that kind of stand out to you?
Well, I'm going to try to draw a parallel to what you just said about baseball being the ultimate individual team sport. Like when you're playing like shortstop or third base or on the mound or catching or hitting or anywhere on the field, like you can't, if the ball is hit to you, you got to do your job. You know, if you're playing basketball and there's 3 seconds left on the clock, you can let, and there's an inbound play, you can let your guy guard you and kind of shift away from the spotlight a little bit. And I think in life, you know, you're either going to, or in baseball, you're either going to make the play or you're not going to make the play. If you make an error, you got to get back up and have a short memory. In life, though, I think that if you're out there on island two, you're going to sin. It's going to happen. You know, you're not going to be perfect all the time. And you need the support system around you with the people you're sharing yourself with and your faith in Jesus to get you through. And I think in baseball, your teammates surround you and pick you up and, you know, try their best to make you have a short memory and forget about it and let them, and they know that you have your back. So I think the way that in life, Jesus has your back no matter what, and you're forgiven of that sin. And I promise you, your teammates forgive you for making an error. It's just, I think there's a lot of parallels there.
And that's a great point, because you're right. When in baseball, you make an error, it's about people getting you back, picking you up, you know, surrounding you, and realizing that in the kingdom of God, it should be the same way. Like instead of when somebody among us in community falls or they mess up, we shouldn't be the first to point the finger. Because, you know, like let's say it's 0-2 and you swing at a high fastball way over your head or whatever and you strike. You don't need anybody to tell you you look stupid. You know that. When you somebody hits one and it either hits you in the face or you drop it or it goes through your legs, like you don't, the coach, nobody needs to tell you that you did it. So it's the same in the context of the Christian walk. Like usually when you mess up, I mean, there's a place for mentioning that, but I mean, it's about us coming around each other. And that's a good point, because I think it's very important for us to come around people when they fall and say, hey man, get back in the game. Like, get, and unlike Austin, like Jesus isn't taking you out of the game, you know, you're still in there. So we need to come around them and do that. I like that. So I got one more verse, small thought to share before we close out. You guys have any remaining thoughts, good words from you so far? Anything else outstanding today?
I think one thing that stood out, Mark was just talking, he, I think he talked about this in the podcast he was a guest for us on last time, but one thing that too, it's might help someone that's listening. If you're on a team, your team, they act as your community. They act as your accountability partners. The fans who express the outside noise of just bashing you for the mistakes, those act as the world. And if we can just focus on our body of people around us, whether you're on a team or you're just in life, you've got to be able to surround yourself with those teammates, those guys or girls around you that can hold you accountable, can bring, that can reel you back in, and understand it, that what the world says is not what Christ says. And we've got to, that's why it's so important to surround ourselves with those people that can reel us back in.
Good point. Good words from you guys, because I think it kind of took a turn to one of the ways that we get back in the game is surrounding each other with community. So if you're out there, you guys are with the team, I mean, that's your community. You want to be able to find that network of guys that are with you. So last verse and we close, we talked about we all saw sin and fall short of the glory of God, but Galatians 3:3, how foolish can you be after starting your new lives in the Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? So it's all about God's Spirit. It's all about what Jesus has done for us, and it's all about surrounding each other with community. When somebody falls short, man, come around them, love them, because you would want them to do the same for you. So guys, listen, appreciate you joining us for today's Sunday 15. Go get them this weekend wherever you are. Austin, I appreciate it. Mark, I appreciate it. And this is Lincoln Lawing on the His Show podcast with Austin Robinson, Mark Reynolds for this edition of Sunday 15. See you next time.